It's 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, November 4th, 2020, and the November meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. We'll do a voice roll call. Dale Nyblade, present. Suzanne Coleman.
Present.
Sherry Mays.
Present.
Eileen Pettit.
Present.
Deb Bright.
Present.
And I don't think, Terry, I haven't heard anything join yet, so. And Michael will not be on the call. Declaration of conflicts of interest. Anybody have anything to declare? I'll take that as a no. Let's do the review, discussion, approval of the minutes for the October 7th meeting.
This is Sherry Mays, and I make a motion to accept the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Optician Teleconference Board Meeting Minutes for October 7th, 2020.
Okay. And this is Suzanne Coleman, and I second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes as written from the October meeting. Any discussions? Okay, let's go through. Terry? I thought I heard something. Okay. Let's go through a roll call vote again. Dale Nyblade, yes. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
And I don't think we have Terry yet, so it is approved by all five on the call to approve the minutes. And let's move on to the director's operation review, agency operations. Director's report.
245 Arizona licensed opticians have renewed for 2020. The second notice was sent via email on November 1st to the ones that they have not renewed yet.
Right. So 245 in the first month, that's a good start. Got to get 906 though.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. Let's keep it going. Hopefully everybody's renewed. The four of us on the call that are licensed.
Aye.
That wasn't a motion. That was just a comment. Okay. Let's move on. Let's move on to number five, possible violations. Hopefully everyone got a chance to look through Eileen's recap of Jim's investigations. And right now it looks like we still have three that we are waiting for response to the board. And then we've got one, two, three, four, looks like four of them that have responded to the investigation and the letters. So we're going to have to do a couple things. Those that have not responded will have to be carried to the next month, and we can look at a motion to dismiss the violations to the four that have responded. That would be A, D, E, and F. Those four have given responses to us. And obviously they stay on the follow-up list.
Okay, so this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to make a motion to dismiss 5A, Sirius Smoke Shop, B, Elevated Smoke Shop.
Nope. We're still waiting for a response from them. It's
I thought you said A, B, E, and F.
A, C, D.
That's what I said.
A, C, no, A, D, E, and F.
Okay.
B,
so sorry,
E,
and dog.
B,
okay.
Yeah, B, C, and G are still waiting for response.
Okay, so this is Sherry Mays. I would like to make a motion to dismiss 5A, Sirius Smoke Shop, D, The Plug Smoke Shop, E, Sunburst Smoke Shop, F, 7th Street Smoke Shop, due to the fact that they responded. So I would like to dismiss those from possible legal action.
And this is Suzanne Coleman, and I would second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to dismiss those four smoke shops for the fact that they have responded and have been investigated by our investigator, and they have eliminated their selling of the contact lenses. So, any other discussion on those? Okay, we'll do a roll call vote again. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Okay, still no Terry?
Aye, Terry.
Nope. Terry's here?
Yeah, I'm here. Aye.
Okay, thank you, Terry. Let it be known that Terry's with us right now, and he's also agreement to that. So that's a unanimous approval of dismissing those four complaints. And I would like to have, Scott, do we need to do a motion to move the others to the future agenda?
The board could defer to a future agenda date or could have a motion place them on the next agenda, however the board would like to
handle that. Yeah, I don't think we need a motion. I think we need to defer 5B, C, and G to next month's meeting, and that will give them enough time to respond. They have been visited and have been informed by the investigator that they need to respond to the board. So that will be more than 30 days after his visit to get them to respond. So I would like to show that we just started deferring those to the future agenda items for next month's meeting. Let's move on to number six, application for licensure. Oh, we have three more. I guess it's up to 9:09.
Okay, this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to approve the following applicants, 6A, for licensed opticians. We have Aubrey Renee Erickson, Julie R. Jensen, and Tanya Hintz Friedock.
And this is Suzanne Coleman, and I would second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept these applications and invite them into our fold as licensed opticians. We will do a roll call vote unless there's some discussion. Anybody has anything they want to say? Otherwise, we'll go to the roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
And Deb Bright?
Aye.
Congratulations to the three new licensed opticians in the state of Arizona. That is a unanimous approval. Yay! Future meeting date. Yeah. Future meeting date, December 2nd, is our last meeting of the year. I can't believe we're at the end of the year. Future agenda items, again, we move forward 5, B, C, and G to December. At that time, we will hopefully have gotten responses from them. Call to the public. No public to call.
Oh, hi, public. Just be safe. Have a great
public.
Thanksgiving. Hope to see you guys
okay.
One of these days soon.
Okay, public. Thank you. It is.
I have a question. I just have one question.
Okay.
Do we have to put on the next agenda any of this information on the BODO report?
Which report?
The reports that we received from Megan, the performance
the
audit and sunset review report.
No, that's not an agenda item.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
We have a response deadline that Megan and I are involved in doing.
Okay.
And
yep, just checking.
Megan's
I didn't want to miss it, putting it on the agenda if it needed to be.
Oh, no, we wouldn't have missed it. No. It's
okay.
We'll find out. We'll have time to add it or make it a new agenda item. after we finish our meeting with them. Okay, any other questions? Okay, guys, it is 10:40 a.m. on November 4th, and this meeting is adjourned. Everybody be safe, be healthy, and have fun.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks to all of you. Too. Thanks.
All right.
Take care.
See you later.
Thank you.